9 o'clock at night when the net happens, how is that different than during business hours? Over.
Net is happening. You need to make sure that when the net control operator calls for your suffix, that, you know, you listen and make sure that no one else is going to call net control before, you know, you can press PPT and do it yourself. You need to make sure that you do it quickly, correctly, and to the point, and then let the net control operator continue his job.
So most stations at night are not mobile. Some of them are, however. So those stations that are moving, they may or may not move in and out of the repeater coverage. So you have to be respectful of those mobile stations, because if other people are taking up time, then they may not be able to check in because they may move out of the repeater coverage. So when the net is happening at night, most of those stations are not mobile, which means you can slow down a little bit, but you still have to be proper about what you do and how you enter a conversation and wait your turn when it is time to have the conversation, okay? So let me let my radio drop, and then let me say one more thing, and then I'm gonna duck on out. For NUE. So when you tell the net controller, I will be around for comments, it is going to be really important that if you tell that net controller, I'm going to be around for comments during the net, what needs to happen when it's your turn to make a comment?
I need to get on it and respond when it's my turn.
Need to be there. When he calls for your call sign to make a comment, you need to be on station to make your comment, right? Typically, it would be acceptable in the comments portion to move up to the 10-minute mark when you have that conversation. That's not a rule, and that's not written, but that's respectful if it's a topic of interest. If it's not a topic of interest and you just want to drop by and say hello, then, you know, keep it a couple of minutes and then let him move on to the next station. So what I'm trying to say is that when you tell the net controller that I will be in for comments tonight, number one, be on time and be on your station when he calls or she calls for you. Let me let my radio drop. If the conversation is, hey, you know, how was your day, and I did this and I did that, and, you know, that's interesting. It is. But what about this? Well, net controller, today I went fishing and I hooked a 13-pound bass. And let me tell you about how I tried to get that bass in the boat. So with those two conversations, which one is the 3-minute conversation and which one is the 10-minute conversation? Over.
That one would be about the catching the fish, and the 3-minute one would just be, you know, saying hello and all that.
Exactly. You have got it. You have got it figured out. So you are doing really good. And I would like to say that what I told you was going to happen about 2 minutes ago has happened. My wife and my two dogs are standing at the door looking at me while I'm in the truck. So I'll say 73s to you, young man, and I appreciate you trying to be a polished operator. You are getting there, and I am very proud of you. You are doing very well. This is KO4 NUE 73s. I'll talk at you later.
73s, Chad, and you kind of had me laughing there when you told me about Anna and the two dogs. But I'll be clear myself, because I've got to go in and eat me some supper. Mama bought me Five Guys tonight, so I'm hungry. 304-WWZ. Clear.
Jack's Mobile.
Skeggs, you ain't home yet?
Wait a minute, let me say this the southern way. I'm fixing to be.
In there, days we'll get you trained up on how to talk down here.
Get me some dinner.
Fixing to go home and get me some dinner.
That's what I said. I'm fixing to go home and get me some grub. No, I'm just leaving the Taylor's. I just left the job. All right, then I had to crawl under the house to hook up some ductworks. Yikes.
Fun this time of year, isn't it?
It's okay. It's not bad. Believe me, I've been under mobile homes in Florida, swimming in the water in 90-degree heat. So this was nothing. Crawled under, hooked it back up, and system is running good.
On the ground and it's below zero, and you have to go under a house and waste deep water because the shutoff's under there. Then you'll enjoy that one also.
I'm sorry. I do air conditioning. If it's broke, call me in the spring.
My uncle doing plumbing repair, and I have been there.
Really not bad going under the homes up here because there's plenty of room to get around, you know. I'm not a big guy. I'm, you know, average size. Well, you know, you see me, but I can, I'm still pretty nimble. I can still do what I need to do.
Because my knees won't let me get down like that anymore.
These like foam pads, they're like an inch and a half thick, almost 2 inches thick. They really cushion it. I've got a couple of them that are a little smaller, then I got one that's like 3 foot long. And I tell you what, it does the trick.
I would have used them when I was crawling under houses and sitting on my knees on radiator support of a truck working on it. Maybe then I wouldn't have knee problems.
You know, you get under there, and some of these houses you can actually sit up. And I'll sit on that foam thing all day long and work on something, or do a change out or something. It's not the most fun thing in the world to do, but it pays the bills and it buys tools.
That one got cut off. So I'm on crossband repeat, and my radio sent out my call sign.
I said going into homes I'm still in pretty good shape for that. And it pays the bills, and it helps me buy some tools and radios and guitars and things.
Hey, you work to earn money so you can buy stuff you need or want.
Well, off the air, I'll explain a few things I don't like talking about on the radio, but we're fine.
Hey, you've mentioned just a little bit of it to me before. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, we're okay. You know, I like to keep working because I'm still able to do it, and it puts a few extra shekels in the pocket, and, you know, we can take a little day trip if we want, or, you know, we want to buy something, you know. We're okay.
Oh, that's good. I'm kind of in the same boat, so I know what you're talking about.
And I do enjoy what I do. You know, I get these people up and cooling again, and they're happy, and they're a friend of Jimmy's, and, you know, so I like to keep people happy.
Did you get Steve taken care of?
Yeah, Steve was fine. I didn't talk to him on the phone. I just, you know, I talked on the radio. He sounded fine. He was going home to eat. He's not going to have the $11 hot dogs anymore.
Jimmy, that's the new world we live in.
You gotta be self-sufficient, you know, you can't, you gotta kind of limit yourself a little bit, what you do, going out and doing things, you know. But, you know, I understand. Steve is, you know, he's trying to run a business, too.
You're trying to run one at some kind, whether it's your house or your business. And it's just getting expensive to do that.
We don't have a lot of expenditures at the house. You know, we got our normal monthly bills and stuff, but we don't owe any big money. You know, we don't have, you know, big credit card bills and, big car payments and all this other stuff. So, yeah, we're living within our means.
Roger that. Same here.
Is our 770 antenna yet? Did you pull the trigger on that yet, or is it still sitting in the cart? Did your battery go dead? If so, this is KB2HXS Mobile.
I'm not making it into the repeater. KO4HX.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I got you. I said, did you pull the trigger on the antenna yet for your truck?
No, I have not. Still waiting. Trying to find a couple other things I'm looking for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as soon as the 99A comes in, I'm going to pull the trigger on it. And I've got my 706 down for repair. I should be hearing from the repair shop hopefully next week, and the next week. He told me about a two-week turnaround.
Hopefully it goes that quick and you get everything that you were needing for it.
It's basically the radio works. Unfortunately, what it happens is the receive gets real noisy as the radio warms up. So apparently the fella knew exactly what the issue was, or a new way to look and find the issue. So it should be pretty easy repair.
Good to know that you know somebody around that repairs them in case I have problems with mine.
Recommended by Adria. Must have inhaled something under the house. He was recommended by HRO out of Atlanta. The repair shop is down in Gainesville, which is about 2 hours south of here. So I boxed it up, shipped it down to UPS, and got there in like 2 days.
That's pretty quick. So hopefully, like I said, he can find all the parts he needs to fix it if that's what's wrong with it.
HRO tells me he's a pretty handy guy. He's pretty good at what he does. So, I'm just kind of keep my fingers crossed and see what happens.
You didn't hear me ask you if, or I must have keyed up at the same time, if you do work for other people or you just do work for Jimmy.
I'm my own entity. Jimmy and I, we work together because it's easier on him. His knees bother him from time to time, so to do installs and stuff, he and I work together.
Because I run into a lot of people looking for somebody to work on their AC down there.
I just hold the conversation right there. We'll talk off the air about that.
No.
All right, no problem. I just don't want to cross into a gray area, that's all. Access Mobile said that. Yeah, I got to be very careful. You know, it's just the powers to be, you know, we're not discussing monies or price or, you know, business or anything like that. It just, you know, I don't want to cross into a gray area and get myself thrown off of here.
I have to be mindful of the same thing. I was just simply asking a question.
Oh, no, I get it. Absolutely get it. There's no problem. I work for whoever needs me, as it were.
Jump out of here so I can finish up my closeout for the week. I've got a couple business things I need to tie up for. Wife brought home a movie to watch tonight, so I'm going to say 7-3. You be careful wherever you're heading out there, and I'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
All right, Patrick, always a pleasure. Have a good evening. Get your work done. Yeah, I'll be home probably 15 minutes. I'm on 14 right now, so... KO4HKX, KB2HXS. Have a good evening, 73. I'll be listening out for a few more minutes.
KX, N4ZLK.
4ZLK, KO4HKX.
Mind if I call you? You got a minute I can call you on the cell phone?
Go ahead.
All right, give me just a second. N4ZLK.
HKX, clear.